This is a special sports presentation on K98.7.
Newark starting off strong.
It's time for Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Drives baseline all the way, lays it up and in.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Widener's Corner, and Batteries Unlimited.
Bullseye!
It's Newark Wildcat basketball on K98.7.
From Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, game two of our doubleheader tonight as the Newark Wildcats play host to the Taze Valley Vikings. The girls got game one. We'll see what the boys can do here in game number two. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Mays. The Cats come in red hot, 8-0, 4-0 in the OCC Buckeye. They took care of Mount Vernon just previously, 73-34, their 16th straight win against the Yellow Jackets. Five players in double figures. Tyron Brooks had 18. Jake Quackenbush, 15. Ty Gilbert, 12. Bodie Smith and also Kobe off the bench with 11 points apiece. It was a very strong victory last Saturday. In comes Taze Valley with a record of 1-3 in the Buckeyes, 6-4 overall. They took care of the Lakewood Lancers on Tuesday, 57-27. The Cats won both games last year, 71-49 down in Asheville and 81-40 here at the Jimmy. Up next, we'll hear from head coach Jeff Quackenbush on the Newark Wildcats pregame show on K98.7.
Come see us for the 2026 Start the Year Off-Road Sales Event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and two-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com.
For safe and reliable collision repairs, depend on family-run, veteran-owned Newark and Zanesville Auto Body. Your car deserves nothing less than iCar Gold Class certified repairs. We'll make your car like new again. Get your free estimate started today by calling 740-899-4111. That's 740-899-4111.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 63 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anybody because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they'll find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
Generations of your friends and neighbors have counted on Ross Granville Market for the choicest meats and seafoods, the freshest produce, and all the basics to keep their families fueled up and going strong. But Ross Granville Market is also your home for those hard-to-find items needed for the latest recipes. They also have an excellent selection of craft beers, wines, and liquors. Get the best for your family at the best local grocery store, Ross Granville Market.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Welcome back, everyone, as we get ready for game two of our doubleheader tonight as the boys take on the Vikings of Taze Valley. Happy to be joined by head coach Jeff Quackenbush. Coach, let's go back a week ago against Mount Vernon. I hate having just have the same broken script, but you start strong and knock them out of what they wanted to do offensively, and you coast to a nice victory.
Yeah, a lot of that's going to have to be the same tonight. Similar teams, I would say that Taze Valley's has some more skilled guys. Number two's going to go to Shawnee State, Division II school, and 34 of their post players getting recruited by a lot of different Division III schools. About a 6'5 kid that can play. He was injured last year, so defensively we'll need to be good tonight.
I thought that might have been Bodie's best game of the year. Defensively, he had a couple steals in that first half and then hit some three-pointers, finished with 11 points. I thought he had a really good all-around game.
Yeah, and Bodie's having a really good senior year, buying into his role. It's not to score a lot. It's to, you know, guard the other team's best defender when he gets in the game and be ready to shoot when he's wide open. And he's just bought in, and really, you know, he's a kid that's grown up watching North basketball. He just wants to see us win.
And everybody was thrilled to see Kobe drill three threes in a row. And you're thinking it's almost like Hoosiers where, okay, you're taking the shots, take it easy. But it looked, the shot looked great, and he had fun out there.
Yeah, Braden's another senior that's grown up through, you know, junior cats and middle school, and that just wants to be a part of something and take advantage of the time when he's on the floor, which he did on Saturday.
And again, no letdown. We knew big OCC Buckeye games are coming up, but the way this team has just, for the most part, been locked in every game, every quarter, I mean, that's got to make a coach feel pretty good of how focused they are of what they need to accomplish.
Yeah, and that starts in practice. This team likes to practice. They get along with each other. They enjoy practice, and people that have played for me in the past or played in this program in the past, I don't know if enjoying practice is what we all said, but these guys know that this is the last go-around for six of them, and they're trying to make the most of it.
And, again, back to the broken record, we've talked about rebounding, but then when you look at the stats, you doubled them up. I think it's over 120 now rebounding margin you guys have had. I mean, you've talked about it, and they've delivered.
Yeah, we, you know, our two goals this year, we're going to play faster, and we were going to offensive rebound. And up to this point, we've done a good job of it. Other schools, you know, as you play and people watch film, they're going to make adjustments to try to, one, slow you down, and two, not let you get to the glass. So that both of those things are strictly effort. It takes no basketball skill to do either of those things, and those two things we can control. Our kids have done a great job of it to have 21 offensive rebounds in a game. It isn't like we're the biggest team ever in North, that's for sure.
And just to allow those other possessions, when you're shooting over 50% from the floor, I mean, that's having your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, and, you know, we have certain goals that we want to set and meet, and our kids have gone above and beyond up to this point.
Jays Valley, much improved basketball program. I think they had two wins last year, maybe three, but they've turned it around a little bit. What have you noticed of what they've been able to accomplish so far?
Well, they're more skilled. You know, they have four or five guys shooting over 40% from three. Brody is a handful, number two, to get stopped, so he takes kind of a guy and a half, and some of their other guys, so-called role players, are good spot shooters. So defensively, we'll have to be really have live feet and gaps, and then help side, we're going to have to be ready to go.
And is it more of a, do they try to go inside out, outside in, or just kind of D all the above?
They like to push it in transition. If they're scoring in transition, that's when they're best.
Okay.
If we can get them in a half-court game, get them slowed down in transition, make them run some half-court offense, that would be better for us.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck against Stays Valley.
Thank you.
This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
Attention savvy drivers. This is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance, where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
Come see us for the 2026 Start the Year Off-Road Sales Event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com.
This holiday season, Rent-to-Own says, rent the room. That's right. Get an entire Ashley Signature living room for just $35 per week. Bundle a living room set, three-pack tables, two lamps, and a rug together for one low price. That's style, comfort, and affordability wrapped in a bow. No credit check, no interest. Free service and free setup. Upgrade your living room and shop in-store or online at r2o.com.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays back to the Jimmy, getting ready for Newark and Taze Valley. For the Vikings, their starting lineup, Tanner Smith, Jaden Morrison, Brody Fields, Caden Perdon, and Calvin Wolfer. For the Cats, Jake Quackenbush, Tyron Brooks, Ty Gilbert, Alex Irvin Royster, and Zach Meister will be the starting five, as they have been all season long, for head coach Jeff Quackenbush and the Wildcats. Newark looking to move to 10-0 on the season and 5-0 in the OCC Buckeye. And Reynoldsburg is looming. They come here to the Jimmy next Tuesday. A game we'll have for you right here on Kate 98.7. Cats will go right to left to start this contest in their home white with the crimson trim, and Taze Valley in their road dark blue. We are set to go. Quackenbush tip, controlled by Gilbert, and here come the Cats with the first possession of the night for them. Happy to have you along here on Kate 98.7. Gilbert left wing up top, Brooks. Taze Valley starts out man-to-man. Meister has it. Gets a pit from Quackenbush. He'll take it into the paint. Here's a three on the way from Gilbert. Bullseye! And the Cats take the 3-0 lead at 7:30, first quarter. Newark also man-to-man. Taze Valley, again, coming off just a two-win season last year, and they've got six victories right now. They have played much better basketball, but not sure they've seen the competition that they're going to see tonight from the second-ranked team in the state in match preps, that being the hometown Wildcats. They're playing their man-to-man defense. Morrison has it knocked away by Gilbert out near the logo. Bounce pass inside. Nice give and go, and the shot is up and in by Tanner Smith. So it looked like it might have been a turnover, but then they were able to get 2 points out of it, and it's 3-2 Newark. Quackenbush thought about the three. Gilbert right wing. Ty takes it into the paint, has it knocked away, out of bounds, and it will go over to Taze Valley. So the Vikings have it. 3-2 is our score. Newark by one. Smith brings it across the timeline. Gives it off to Fields. Fields will drive baseline. He's cut off by Brooks. Now looking inside, nothing there. Back up top it goes, Smith. Here is a long three off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Brooks as Morrison shot that from about 25. Gilbert comes back the other way, puts it up, no good. Irvin Royster battles for the rebound, but it goes to Taze Valley and Caden Perdon. Perdon will give it off to Morrison. Here's Wolpert with it, his first touch. They'll swing it around to the left side. Smith has it inside, looking to post. Puts up a tough runner and got it to go. So the Vikings with their first lead of this contest at 4-3, just under 2 minutes in this opening stanza. Brooks off to Meister, up top Quackenbush, left wing Irvin Royster. Now Brooks has it outside the arc, looking inside to Quackenbush. Jake, nice spin, puts it up off the glass and in, and one. Power move by the senior. Gets it up and in. Newark regains the lead at 5-4, and Jake has a foul shot coming as well. Cats have just looked really solid. The only hiccup you really have since the opening game against Hartley when they trailed at half was at the holiday tournament against Chaminade Julien when they were down by 10 with a few minutes to go before halftime. They cut it to 4 and then ran away from the Eagles in the second half, winning 54-41. Quackenbush not able to hit the foul shot, and the foul will be called on Sackmeister. That'll be Meister's first. Team foul number one. By the way, the foul on Taze Valley on Quackenbush was on Perdon, so his first and their teams as well. 5:34, 5-4 our score. Newark by one. In the backcourt, it goes to Smith. Smith up top, it goes to Perdon. Irvin Royster hounds him. Now it's Wolpert. Tries right wing, throws it into the arms of Tyburn Brooks. Brooks, oh, behind the back. Tyburn looks to take it all the way. Has it knocked away, though. Smartly, though, knocks it off of the Vikings player, and it'll stay with Newark. Good hustle by the Vikings to get back. Brooks thought he might have had an opening there, but they were able to get back, and Cats will inbound it. Tyburn lobs it into Alex. Irvin Royster hands it off to Gilbert, top of the key. Ty now to Quackenbush. Right wing Brooks swings it to Meister at the top. He gets a pick from Irvin Royster, takes it all the way into the paint, hand shoots, and he gets a foul on Taze Valley. It'll be on Tanner Smith. Good drive to the basket by Zach Meister, and they'll say he was shooting, so he'll get a couple of foul shots. Exactly 5 minutes to play, first quarter. Newark up by one, 5-4. Meister at the line. First foul shot on the way. Got it. 6-4 Newark. Zach is ready for his second one, and he gets that as well. And the Cats by three at 7-4. Here comes Fields across the timeline. Takes it to the top of the key. Now left wing. Takes it all the way into the paint. Double team. Shot no good. Rebound Quackenbush. Off to Brooks. Brooks, right wing. Swings it in the corner. Gilbert a three. Short. Quackenbush tips it, but it goes into the arms of Smith. Here comes Taze Valley down by three at 4.5 first quarter. Three on the way for the Vikings is good. That is Caden Perdon, and we are tied at 7 at 4:25 first quarter. Gilbert, Meister, left baseline. Zach looks to take it in. Swings it. Brooks open for a three. No good. Loose ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cats. Bodie Smith will check in for Newark along with Sean Breckbill. They'll replace Meister and Irvin Royster. Nice to see Breckbill out there. He was banged up a little bit right at the end of the Mount Vernon game, a little bit worried about his ankle, but he is good to go, so that's great to see. Never want to see anyone get injured in a 39-point win. Gilbert left wing. Up top, it's Breckbill. Right wing, Brooks. Inside, Quackenbush. Layup, good. Good ball movement. Good movement without the basketball. Jake's got four, and it's 9-7, Newark. Slipping and stealing it is Bodie Smith. Bodie, beautiful bounce pass up and in to Gilbert. What a pass by Smith. Oh, that was pretty. Cats by four. Near steal again, and now it is a steal by Gilbert at half court. Here come the Cats. Ty looks to take it in. Here's Smith. Three-pointer baseline. Got it! Time out. Taze Valley. Cats by seven. 14-7 at 3.5 first quarter. This is the home of Newark Wildcat basketball. Kate 98.7.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock hit.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon.
Batteries Unlimited. More power to you.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Well, tell me if you've ever heard this before. Newark's defense leading the offense. They come up with a pressure at half court on a couple and get two steals back-to-back, leading to transition buckets. And a 7-all tie has now expanded to a 14-7 Newark lead with 3:31 to go in this first quarter. Taze Valley calls the timeout, trying to regroup And that's what this team, with this senior leadership, you're just able to change things and do things differently on a dime. And they are able to do that to all of their opponents. Offensive foul on Taze Valley. They thought they had an opening, and Brody Fields took it all the way in. And Quackenbush was right there to meet him. Offensive foul. Back over to Newark. Trevor Meistert will come in for Taze Valley. No substitutions after the timeout for Newark. Brooks, Quackenbush, Smith, Gilbert, and Breckville. Up top, Breckville has it. Right wing, Brooks. He's open. Gives it back to Breckville. Now Gilbert. Here's Brooks, right wing. Brings it to the top. Gets a strong pit by Breckville. Brooks now takes it in. Has his shot rejected big time by Tanner Smith. Here come the Vikings. Meistert has it. Now he'll swing it for Don, trying for his second three. No good. Good rebound by Quackenbush. Great position inside. Cats looking to run. Gilbert, stop, pop, got it. Ty Gilbert with seven. Cats up by nine. It's 16-7. Taze Valley brings it in, and did they throw it away? They did. Quackenbush goes into the student section. His classmates doing the smart thing and grabbing him so he doesn't get hurt. So sideline out of bounds for the Cats on this 9-0 run after being deadlocked 7 apiece. Meister back in, hands it off to Gilbert. Smith, left wing Quackenbush. Up top, Breckville. Right wing Meister outside the arc. Gilbert, top of the key. Ty shoots. Ty got it. Oh, he's feeling it. Ty Gilbert has got 10 in this first quarter, and the Vikings have to call another timeout as now the lead is up to 12, 19-7, with 2:13 to go first quarter. Our next broadcast will be this Tuesday. We talked about it, Newark and Reynoldsburg. What a classic they played last year here at the Jimmy as the Raiders were able to win in double overtime. Should be another good one. Raiders have a few more losses this year, but they have played a very, very tough schedule. Of course, making it to the state final last year before losing to Orange. All the action of the Raiders and the Cats Tuesday night right here on Kate 98.7. Pregame at 7:15 and the tip at 7:30. 19-7 in this one. The Cats lead Taze Valley as we come up on 2 minutes to play first quarter. Vikings bring it across the timeline, trying to set something up here. Wolpert gives it off to Smith. His shot around, no good. Battle inside. Breckville gets it for the Cats. Cats looking to run. Here comes Ty Braun. Looking to take it all the way in. What's the call? Oh, they're calling a block. Might have got a break on that one. Ty Braun might have been a little bit out of control, but the ref said that it was Calvin Wolpert was still moving. It was bang, bang, that's for sure. Brooks at the line, he'll shoot two. Coach for Taze Valley, not happy at all. First one by Ty Braun, spins in and out. Tanner Smith comes back in for the Vikings, and he'll replace Wolpert. Taze Valley has four team fouls in this first quarter. Newark with only one. And Brooks trying to split the pair here at the charity stripe. Lines it up. On the way. Got it. Ty Braun's first point. And it's 20-7 Newark. They continue with the press. Little three-quarter court press now. Vikings are able to bring it across the timeline with Morrison. He'll hand it off to Fields. Fields drives to the left elbow, double-teamed in a lot of trouble, stolen away by Meister. Here comes Zach. Zach takes it into the paint. In trouble. Nice give-and-go to Breckville, and it was knocked away, and here come the Vikings. Verdon, top of the key. In trouble. Stopped his dribble. Nowhere to go. Stolen by Meister. Cats playing suffocating defense. Here comes Brooks. Up and in. 15-0 run here by Newark, up 22-7. 60 seconds to go in this first quarter. Here's Fields, tough runner, no good. Meister goes and gets the rebound. Boy, Cats again owning the glass. Quackenbush takes it to the right wing, and he will be fouled. Looks like Brody Fields got him. That'll be his second. And it'll send Jake to the line for two in the double bonus with 49 seconds to go in this first quarter. And the referees just realized that, so they will move everybody to the foul circle. Jake at the line with a couple. First one on the way. Got it. Let's pause for station identification. This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Jake hits both foul shots. He'll take a quick breather as Ty Gilbert comes in, and Newark's lead is now 17 at 24-7 with 49 seconds to go. And this 17-point lead is a 17-0 run for Newark. Trays Valley trying to get something here before the end of the quarter. Perdon, who has a three, spins away to the baseline, nowhere to go. Now they're looking inside at Smith. He'll swing it over to Morrison at 25 seconds. Perdon takes it into the paint, cut off once more. And the Vikings just cannot get anything going. Morrison now gives it off. Double team in the corner, 14 seconds. Wolpert has it stolen away. Gilbert looks to take it all the way, puts it up, puts it in. Down to 3 seconds. They're going to have to hurry. Morrison at half court fires up a shot. No good. The Cats go on a 19-0 run to close out the first quarter, and they lead by that 19 points, 26-7. Second quarter on the way next on the home of the Wildcats, Kate 98.7.
Create stunning graphics and print products for your business with Shamrock Printing. Shamrock Printing is your local printing and design specialist. Shamrock Printing's state-of-the-art equipment provides high-end quality printing, custom apparel, banners, yard signs, stickers, wide format printing, and endless possibilities, all at competitive prices. For local printing service, choose Shamrock Printing, 82 South 3rd Street in Newark, or see shamrockprinting.com. Shamrock Printing, we are green in more ways than one.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio License Number 25394.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Cats looking to make it a perfect 10 to start the regular season. They're off to a real good start, leading by 19, 26-7 over Taze Valley. Vikings have the ball to start this second quarter. And here is a three on the way, and that finally breaks the 19-zip run by the Cats on a three by Trevor Meistert, and it's 26-10. Just a fourth field goal so far for Taze Valley, but they do cut it to 16. Brooks tries to answer with a three. Bullseye! And right back at you, 29-10. Ty Braun now with seven. Quackenbush had six in the first quarter. 12 for Ty Gilbert. Three, Bodie Smith. Two, Zach Meister. And a near steal by Colton Peterson. He ends up getting it. Colton takes it up, and they're going to say he traveled. Lost the ball right at the end as he was trying to get in position for the layup. Still a nice hustle defensive play by Colton. Seeing his first action this evening. Baseline out of bounds in the backcourt for the Vikings. Meister will have it. And Newark with full court press. And it goes to Smith. Cats back off a little bit. Smith still with the dribble. Still in the backcourt. Now across the timeline. Here's Fields. Over goes to Wolpert. Morrison had it for a minute, got it back along the right baseline. Looks inside. Wolpert, nice cut, puts it up and in. Tough shot by Calvin Wolpert. And Newark with a quick timeout. Coach Quackenbush not happy. 6:50, second quarter, Cats by 17. This is Newark Wildcat basketball on Kate 98.7.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
After the timeout, Newark with the basketball, up by 17 at 29-12. 6:35 to go before halftime. Left wing Peterson outside the arc to Irvin Royster. Right wing Brooks looking inside. Quackenbush posting up. Jake gets hammered. No call. Puts it up. No good. Offensive rebound up and in. He's now got 8, 31-12. Newark back up by 19, which was the lead at the end of the first quarter. Morrison brings it in. Tried to get the pass inside the fields, but it goes off his leg, and it'll go back over to Newark. Quackenbush inbounds to Brooks. Now Taze Valley trying to get a little pressure. Gilbert has it on the left wing. He takes it all the way in, and the shot is up and in. That's too easy. Gilbert got hit on the head. I think he's all right. He's got 14, and the Cats by 21. Fields gets pushed by Peterson. They'll call a foul on Colton there. First foul on Peterson, and first team foul in this second quarter. Morrison will inbound it in front of the Newark bench. 33-12, Cats by 21. Morrison, in it goes to Smith. Smith back to Morrison, right wing. He'll take it to the foul circle. And off the hands of Wolpert. Pass was a little bit to his right, but probably should have caught it. But back-to-back turnovers here by the Vikings, which they don't need, down by 21. Here's Peterson, Gilbert, Irvin Royster, Brooks right wing, up top Peterson, Colton. Looking for somebody to cut. Here goes Gilbert right wing. Ties open three. No good. And we're going to get Irvin Royster going over the back. Foul on Alex will be his first. Team foul number two. London Weiss checks in for Jaden Morrison for Taze Valley. And the Cats will implore again the full court press. Which kind of turned this around when it was 7-0. Cats brought it up, and that started the 19-zip run. Taze Valley just could not recover from it. Steal by Peterson. Can't save it, though, as it goes out of bounds. Good hustle. That's the second time by Colton with a near steal. Side out in front of the Newark home fans for Taze Valley. Again, the Newark girls victorious tonight. Tough one for the Lady Cats, but they really responded. They were down by 8 in the third quarter and then went on a 22-2 run to get the victory. Alex Irvin Royster ahead of the pack, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cats. But, yeah, that's a solid victory for the Lady Cats. Their fourth straight victory, and they now move to 5-1 in the OCC Buckeye and gave Taze Valley their first loss in the league. They are now 4-1. Smith will come in for Peterson. Meister back in, and he will replace Gilbert. Brooks inbounds it, and underneath the Cats basket into Quackenbush. Jade takes it into the paint, swings it to Brooks. Now to Bodie. Bodie up to Meister out front. Gets a pick from Quackenbush. Bodie fires up the little runner. No good. And the rebound by Wolpert for Taze Valley. Here comes Fields trying to make something happen. Blocked by Royster. No, they're going to call a foul on Alex. He got a lot of ball there, but they're going to say a little bit of the body as well. Oh, no, they're going to say it was on Brooks below. So they're going to say Alex got it all up top, but Brooks got him on the body. And that probably makes a little bit more sense. First foul on Ty Braun, third team foul. At the line, Brody Fields gets the first foul shot. He's now got three. Morrison comes back in for Taze Valley, and Tanner Smith will take a seat. Field's second foul shot, also up and in. He's got four, and it's 33-14, Newark. 4.5 to play here in the second quarter. Smith, right wing. Brooks gets a pick, top of the key. Ty Braun looks to take it all the way in with the left hand, no good. Quackenbush's tip is no good, and the rebound goes to Fields. Two good looks there by Newark, unable to convert either one of them. And the runner is no good by Fields. Rebound, Jake. Up to Brooks. Ty Braun looking to push it. Ty Braun all the way in. What do we got? They're going to have a block on Taze Valley. Brooks pushing and gets Taze Valley out of position. Wolpert's second foul and team's first in the second quarter. But they're going to say Ty Braun was shooting, so he'll get a couple foul shots here. Split a pair in the first quarter and misses that one, which is kind of surprising. Smith and Breckville back in. Quackenbush will take a seat. And Brooks is ready now. Hopefully he can get the back end here. Lines it up. Short. Missed them both. Which coach can't believe. Ty Braun usually very solid at the line. 33-14. Newark still by 19. 3:50 to go, second quarter. Taze Valley has it knocked away by Zach Meister. Zach looking to take it coast to coast, lays it up and in. Good job that time by Meister. He's got four in the lead back to 21, 35-14. Perdon has it left wing. He'll drive baseline, spin. Meister right there to knock it away, but they're going to call Zach for a reach-in. Still a good double team that time by the Cats. Meister's second foul. Team foul number four. Baseline out of bounds. Morrison will do the honors for Taze Valley. Looks to get it in, and he finally does. Now here's Perdon at the left elbow. Fires up the runner. No good. And the rebound by Bodie Smith. Loses it. Ball on the floor. Irvin Royster gets it. Alex gives it off to Meister, and here come the Cats up by 21 with 3:05 to go second quarter. Meister breaking through a lot of traffic, gives it off to Brooks, gets a pick from Breckville. Brooks to Smith, left wing outside the arc, up top Irvin Royster, hands it off to Meister. Zach takes it into the paint, tried to feed it to Breckville, but they're going to call Zach out of control for an offensive foul, and that'll be his third personal. And that's team foul number five, so it's double bonus time for the Vikings. Quackenbush and Gilbert back in. Meister and Irvin Royster will take a seat. And because it was player control, there will be no foul shots for the Vikings. They'll just inbound it down by 21, under three to play, second quarter. Morrison has it. Gilbert guards him, and it goes right off the hands, I mean literally right off the hands of Hayden Rue, who's checked in for Taze Valley. That's a unforced turnover, and back to Newark. Brooks across the timeline. Ty Braun cut off inside. Quackenbush, no good, but he got hammered on the arm, and he'll go to the line for two. Foul will be on Tanner Smith, his second, and team foul number two, and Jake back to the line. Jake has 8 points on his way to another double-double. First foul shot, got it. Newark 36, Taze Valley 14, 2:33 to go, second quarter. On this doubleheader Friday evening. A couple of conversations going on. Now we're ready for the second foul shot. Jake is ready, lines it up, and gets it. So he is at double figures with 10, and it's 37-14 Newark. Peterson back in. Fields with it. Spins away, has it stolen away by Brooks. It's one-on-one. Brooks lays it up and in. The defense. Ty Braun with 8, and it's a 25-point lead for Newark at 39-14. Perdon looking to get it into Fields. He's double-teamed. Now here's Rue with it. He's trying to find somebody. Morrison, tough. Baseline 3, no good. Good, strong rebound by Smith. Quackenbush to Brooks across the timeline. Ty Braun again takes it strong into the paint. Nice little runner is up and in. And Taze Valley has to call another timeout. 41-14, all Newark. Ty Braun now in double figures with 10. And the Cats 41-14. Coming into this game, Taze Valley was just giving up 57 points a contest. And Newark is only 16 points away from that, and we're not even at halftime yet. Newark ranked second in max preps, just behind Lakota West, who is 10-0. They had a nice win at Lima Senior last weekend, 68-66. And just so you want to look down the road, regionals that will be played at the fairgrounds, Southwest District, where Lakota West is, they will come up here and play a couple of the districts here. So that's a long way away, but you could have a very interesting regional final depending on where those two teams are seated. 90 seconds to go, 41-14. Cats up by 27. And we got a ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Taze Valley. Morrison gets it in to Perdon. Perdon right wing. Morrison launches a 3. No good. Loose ball. Who's going to get it? They're going to call Bodie Smith with a reach on the loose ball. And that'll send Taze Valley to the line. Bodie's first. Morrison at the line. Yet to score tonight. Just fired up a couple threes that have not been good, so he'll try to get into the scoring column here from the charity stripe. Taking his time. Now he gets the ball from the official. And the lefty spins it once. And the first foul shot, no good. See what he can do here on the second foul shot. With his team down by 27. On the way, got it. So 41-15 Newark as we come up on 1 minute to play before the break. And a foul by Morrison way out front. Not sure what that was all about. Almost like a frustration foul. Now he's even limping a little bit. Side out for the Cats. Quackenbush will look to inbound it, and he does to Gilbert in the backcourt. And Ty will bring it across the timeline. Drives to the right wing, takes it into the paint. His turnaround is off the iron, no good. And the rebound by Smith for Taze Valley. Morrison across the timeline. Nice pass to Smith. Tried to throw it down, but not quite. Quackenbush gets the rebound. Here comes Jake. Looks to take it all the way. Nice pass, Peterson. Layup, no good. Quackenbush tips it around or go to Brooks. He'll fire up a 3. Nope. Peterson the rebound. Brooks thought about the 3. Now he'll take it all the way into the paint. Haynes shoot, no good. Another tip up. Quackenbush tips it up and in again. And Morrison kind of threw Quackenbush down to the ground, but he does help him back up. It might have just been a loose elbow, and that's good officiating right there. Not letting it get out of control, no harm done, no reason to call an intentional, so that's good. But what a job by Newark, crashing the boards, and then a beautiful tip by Quackenbush, and the lead at 43-15 with 20 seconds to go. Ball tipped away, here comes Newark. Peterson, it's a two-on-two. Colton tried to swing it to Brooks, but Morrison knocks it away with 13 seconds. So it'll stay with the Wildcats, and they'll inbound it in the corner here. Quackenbush will inbound it. Tough corner, but he does get it into Brooks. 10 seconds. Here's Peterson at the top of the key. Gilbert fires a three. Bullseye! And that is the way this first half will come to an end. About as dominating a performance as you can have in high school basketball. The Cats lead the Vikings by a score of 46-15. We'll recap it after this timeout on the home of the Wildcats, Kate 98.7.
For safe and reliable collision repairs, depend on family-run, veteran-owned Newark and Zanesville Auto Body. Your car deserves nothing less than iCar Gold Class certified repairs. We'll make your car like new again. Get your free estimate started today by calling 740-899-4111. That's 740-899-4111.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald from McMillan Dental. A new year means new resolutions, and a healthier smile can be one of them. At McMillan Dental, we help the whole family start the year strong with gentle, personalized care. From kids learning healthy habits to adults keeping their smiles bright. We make dental visits comfortable and stress-free. Make oral health your New Year's resolution. Schedule your appointment today at McMillan Dental because healthy smiles are always in style. Call us at 740-344-1171 or visit us at McMillanDental.com.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio License Number 25394.
This is Rob Montagnes, President and CEO of Licking Memorial Health Systems. On January 18th, Licking Memorial Hospital will celebrate 128 years of caring for our community. We extend our heartfelt gratitude to our employees, medical staff, volunteers, TWIGS, board members, development council, and community supporters for their dedication to improving the health of our community.
When you need tires, whether it's for a Civic, an F-150, farm equipment, or a whole fleet of trucks, Ohio Tire Sales in Newark has everything you need to stay reliable on the road. At Ohio Tire Sales, tires have been in our family since 1951. We balance, rotate, patch, fix, and replace fast. Get advice you can trust from the real experts in tires and the best prices around. Visit OhioTireSales.com or drive straight to us under the bridge near Everett Park. Now,
it's official. Great beer and great people gather together at Trek Brewing. You're invited to join in to enjoy the full menu with incredible mouth-watering specials. Let's not forget the fresh and delicious craft brews and handcrafted cocktails. Trek supports local organizations Thursdays, and be sure to hit the links on the state-of-the-art golf simulators, no matter the weather. Trek Brewing, TrekBeer.com.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Back here at halftime at the Jimmy, Newark in control, leading 46-15 over Taze Valley at the break. Cats led 26-7 after one, thanks to a 19-0 run when the game was tied at 7, and then they were able to expand that lead to now 46-15 at halftime. Leading the way for Taze Valley, 4 points for Brody Field, 3 points for Caden Perdon, 2 points each for Tanner Smith and Calvin Wolpert, 3 points for Trevor Meister, and 1 point for Jaden Morrison. Here comes my stat man. Thank you very much for the Cats. They were led 17 points by Ty Gilbert, 12 points for Jake Quackenbush, 10 points for Tybron Brooks, 4 points Zach Meister, and 3 points for Bodie Smith. Taze Valley really struggling against that newer defense. 5 of 16 for 31%. 2 of 8 from behind the arc at 25%. They were 3 of 4 from the line at 75%. For the Cats, who are shooting over 50% for the season, that maintained in the first half. 17 of 30 for 56%. They hit 5 out of 9 trifectas for 55% and were 7 of 11 from the line for 63%. We've talked about rebounding with Coach and how it's been a focus, especially offensively. Well, they out-rebounded Taze Valley in the first half, 16-9, and they had 5 of those as offensive rebounds. But again, almost doubling out your opponent on the rebounding margin usually leads to good signs, and that's the case here with the Cats having the 16-9 rebound advantage. Jake has 8 of those 16 rebounds, so he is just 2 rebounds away from a double-double. Turnovers, the Wildcats only have 3 turnovers, 15 for Taze Valley. 15 turnovers in the first half, so they have as many turnovers as they do points in the first half against Newark. So Newark dominating every stat that you can think of and trying to, again, one of the more impressive things if you look over the last 3 years, 24 out of 60 contests they have held their opponents under 40, and they're trying to do that again today. 43 out of 60 games they've held under 50, which looks like very possible the way they played in that first half. So the Cats trying to get to 10-0 and remain in first place in the OCC Buckeye. Reynoldsburg comes to town on Tuesday. Everybody's looking forward to that matchup. But again, this is almost like the Canal Winchester game that was played before Pick Central. It's easily a trap game, and this is a Taze Valley team that is much improved from last year. But this Newark Wildcat team, they are so focused and so driven. They came in with a chip on their shoulder this season. They were very disappointed in the loss to Upper Arlington in the district final in the tournament last year. They thought they were the better team, and they were the better team. And the shots just didn't fall, and Upper Arlington did what they needed to do to get victory. But that seems to have energized, motivated this team. And with the 6 seniors that Coach Quack has talked about, they have that leadership. They have that direction and understanding of what needs to be done, and we're seeing it time and time again this year. Now, they've had a lot of home games. There'll be a much tougher road stretch in the second half of the season, but the schedule is what the schedule is. You got to take care of it, win your games, and that's exactly what they're doing right now, looking to go to 8-0 at home and on their way to doing it with the lead of 46-15. So, Newark ranked 2nd, as we mentioned, in the state in the match prep poll. That shouldn't change if they continue to do what they're needing to do tonight. And trying for a sweep here of Taze Valley, as, again, the girls took care of action in Game 1 here on Kate 98.7, defeating the Vikings in a game that really Newark did not get off to a good start. And they trailed after 1 by 5. At halftime, they were down by 3. And then, when it was 37-29, Taze Valley, with about 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, the Cats finished that quarter, tying it up at 37, and then right before the half, Emma Quackenbush gets a steal, 3-point play, I should have before the end of the quarter, and it made it 40-37. That was an 11-0 run. It continued to a 19-0 run, and the Lady Cats get their 4th straight victory by a final of 56-42 as they move to 5-1 in the OCC Buckeye and 8-5 overall. Emma had 19 points. Callie Geller was 17. Leah Eckenrode, she had a really good second and third quarter that kind of kept the Cats in it. She had 12 points, 6 points on a couple threes from Elena Hahn, and 2 points off the bench by Lily Bai. So Cats trying to complete the sweep. We'll see if they can do that up next. Right now it's 46-15 Newark. Third quarter on the way next on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory-authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
Batteries Unlimited.
That's us, Batteries Unlimited.
You're wanted for batteries.
Everybody wants us for batteries.
Just as I suspected. Car and truck.
Got them.
Golf cart batteries.
Yep.
Marine and deep cycle batteries.
Not a problem.
Motorcycle and ATV batteries.
Batteries Unlimited. Nobody knows batteries better.
Cell phone, laptop.
Yes. Got a harder question?
Can you install the battery in my car?
No problem. Find out more at batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
Batteries Unlimited.
Batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
More power to you.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays back here at the Jimmy as we get ready to start the third quarter. Newark with a comfortable 46-15 lead over Taze Valley. Cats will get the ball to start the second half. Jade Quackenbush, Tyron Brooks, Ty Gilbert, Zach Meister, and Alex Irvin Royster on the court for Newark. They'll go left to right. Jake will inbound it at half court. And we're underway. In the backcourt, it goes to Brooks. He'll bring it across the timeline. Hands it off to Gilbert. Meister, left wing, Irvin Royster. Quackenbush, top of the key. Jake swings it over to Brooks, right baseline. Quackenbush trying to post inside. Can't do it. Now Gilbert top. Left wing Meister, up top Quackenbush. Back to the left side, Gilbert, top of the key. Ty takes it into the paint. Tough runner, no good, and the rebound by Fields for Taze Valley. Wolpert, back to Fields. He'll take it into the paint. Tough runner, no good, and the rebound by Gilbert. Cats looking to push. Ty swings it to Irvin Royster. Meister, Zach thought about the three, now takes it into the paint. Brooks, Gilbert, three, got it. Great ball movement. Gilbert now with 20. And the Cats up 49-15. We're 1 minute in, third quarter. Morrison seems to be moving around better. He was limping quite noticeably at the end of the first half. Better right now, and he puts up a layup. No good. Rebound, Irvin Royster. Quackenbush, Gilbert across the timeline. Ty takes it to the foul circle. Shot is short. Rebound by Tanner Smith for Taze Valley. Perdon puts up the shot. It goes. Caden Perdon now with 5. And it's 49-17. Cats by 32. Brooks takes it all the way in. Has his shot blocked. And we'll have a jump ball. And it will go over to Taze Valley. Brooks went into Perdon, and he leveled him up, and that's a good call by the official on the jump ball. 49-17. 6:25 remains third quarter. Again, at 35 points when it's that margin, there is a running clock in Ohio high school basketball. Smith has it over to Wolpert. Here's Fields, top of the key. Looking to drive. Now here comes a double team, and it's coming quickly. And it works. Irvin Royster is steal. Alex, bounce pass. Brooks puts it up. No good. Tipped around. Meister will get it for Newark, and they'll reset. Meister takes it into the paint. Spins. Brooks launches a three. No round, no good. Quackenbush gets the rebound for Newark. Jate takes it into the paint. Spins with the right hand. Up and in for two. He's now got 14 and give him the 9 rebounds as well, so one board away from another double-double from the standout senior. 51-17, Newark. Wolpert over to Morrison. Morrison looking inside. Irvin Royster, a nice steal. Alex looking to take it all the way. Shot is no good, but he is fouled. by Tanner Smith, and that'll be his third. Irvin Royster, another steal. And he will go to the line for two. Smith's third personal foul, team foul number one in this third quarter. So the senior Royster at the line for a couple. First one off the back iron, a little strong. Peterson, Smith in for the Cats. Meister and Gilbert will sit. What a night for Gilbert with 20 points. Really been shooting the ball well. Royster hoping to complete the second foul shot, and he does. So his first point on the night. Yeah, there's one, I guess, down point. Cats are just 8 of 13 from the charity stripe. Usually much better shooting the basketball than that. But when you're up by 35, that's nitpicking. And another Neil steal by Irvin Royster knocks it out of bounds in front of the Newark home crowd. Really reads the passing lanes very well, does Alex. Vikings will inbound it at half court. Morrison gets it into Smith. Now Wolpert looking back inside. It's Fields double team. Can't get the shot to go. Irvin Royster knocks it away into the arms of Bodie Smith. Here comes Quackenbush. Jake, paint, Smith, three, on the way. No good. Quackenbush, there's the rebound, up and in, a double-double for Jake. And it's 54-17, Newark. So consistent this year. Morrison all the way, no good. Tip, no good. And Brooks takes it away from Quackenbush. He says, enough rebounds for you, I want one. Smith, Brooks. Cats will reset here. Tybron takes it into the paint, puts up a tough runner, and gets it to go. Brooks now with 12, and it's 56-17. Cats 10-2 in this third quarter. Morrison trying to make something happen. Swings it back up top. Now here's Wolpert at the foul circle. Fields left wing. He's not been able to get anything going, and he's a pretty good player. Spins at the top. Peterson stays right with him. And we'll have a foul on Bodie. We'll take a break at 3:34 to go. Third quarter, Cats up 56-17 on the home of Wildcats basketball. Tate 98.7.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Running clock underway here in the third quarter as Newark's lead is at 56-17. Substitutions in for Newark. Ty Gilbert stays in there with Zach Meister, but we also have Braden Kobe, who launches a three short, and also Sean Breckville and Branson DeWalt also in for the Cats as we're 2:20 third quarter. Cats on their way to their 10th victory on the season without a loss. Fields will drive to the rack, and he'll get fouled, and the clock will continue to run. 17 points through two-plus quarters here. Again, this Newark defense. Something to behold. Fields hits the first foul shot. He's now got five. 56-18. Second foul shot. That's also good. So he's now got six. Top scorer for Taze Valley. And it goes to Gilbert. Way ahead, it's Kobe. He'll try another three. That one's no good. DeWalt battles inside, but Perdon gets it for Taze Valley. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. DeWalt just completely devoured Wolpert and blocks his shot. Nicely done, Branson. Kobe has it way out front. Over goes to Gilbert, right wing. He'll bring it back to the top. Brettville has it now. Meister left wing outside the arc. Kobe has it. Gets a pit from DeWalt. Takes it into the paint. Cut off. Gilbert, open three. No good. Brett Bell, nice rebound. And they're going to call him for a travel. Boy, he went down hard again. Take it easy, Sean. Take it easy. Frustrated because he knew he probably had a potential putback right there, but fell to the ground. 56-19, Newark. 42 seconds to go, and they throw it away. Kobe right there puts it up and in. Just a mistake on the inbounds, and Brody right place, right time. And Cats now up 58-19. Fields has it with 25 seconds to go. Keeps his dribble. Kobe guarding him. Gives it off to Morrison. He'll take it into the paint strong. Hang with the right hand, no good. But they will call a foul on Newark. It will be on Braden Kobe, his first. And so that's how the quarter will come to an end as it continues to run. They'll let Morrison shoot the two foul shots. And then both teams will head to their respective benches. And that's what's going to happen. So Morrison will get the two. With his team down 58-19. Lefty's first one is up and in. He now has 2 points. And ready for the second one, which is also good. 58-21, Newark in control, fourth quarter next on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7.
Have you been buying your meat at the big chain stores?
Ew!
When you can buy fresh? For almost 70 years, your friends and neighbors have been making the fresh choice at Al's Meat Market. What's that? Your freezer's dying of boredom.
Yawn!
Then check out Al's Meat Bundles. You can always fill up at Al's Meat Market. Don't forget Al's is your place to order beef tenderloin, prime rib, and all the sides for any occasion. Al's Meat Market, West Main and 21st Street, Newark.
This is Rob Montagnes, President and CEO of Licking Memorial Health Systems. On January 18th, Licking Memorial Hospital will celebrate 128 years of caring for our community. We extend our heartfelt gratitude to our employees, medical staff, volunteers, TWIGS, board members, development council, and community supporters for their dedication to improving the health of our community.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
We start the fourth quarter. Newark up 58-21. Make it 60-21 as Quackenbush back in. Gets the runner up and in. Don't think we'll see the starters too long in this one. Jake now with 18. Fields kind of making it a one-on-one show. But, hey, that one is up and in. So he's going to say, I'm going to get my points here in the fourth quarter. Foul is on Peterson. And that'll be Colton's second. Fields will try to complete the three-point play at the line. He's got 8. Again, we'll have 2 games for you next week, Tuesday night and Friday night. The boys host Reynoldsburg here at the Jimmy on Tuesday. Pregame 7:15, tip 7:30. The girls entertain Lancaster Friday. Same pregame and start times. So hopefully you can join us next week for both the boys and the girls Tuesday and Friday right here on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7. Quackenbush again inside, 62-24 Newark. With 6:35 to go, Morrison looks to drive, cut off. Up top, 3 on the way, no good. Rebound, Irvin Royster. Alex, up it goes to Brooks. Tybron, Peterson, layup, good. It's a clinic right now. All Cats, up by 40, 64-24. And I think we'll see some subs come in now for the Cats. Shot is up and in for Taze Valley. And that will be Calvin Wolpert. Gets his second basket of the night. Foul is on Bodie Smith, his third. Wolpert will be at the line for 1. And DeWalt, Breckville, check in. Quackenbush, Brooks, Irvin Royster sit as Braden Kobe also comes in for Newark. So those gentlemen are done for the night. Jake finishes with 20. Ty Braun had 12. And Ty Gilbert finishes with 20 as well. Wolford at the line. Ready for the foul shot. Off the back iron. Rebound Brettville. 64-26. Irvin Royster now has also checked out. He finished with a point, but again, multiple rebounds and steals. Smith, Peterson, DeWalt, Brettville, and Kobe in for the Cats. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cats. We'll take a break. 64-26 Newark on the home of Newark basketball. Kate 98.7.
Lucart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you'll receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system. Call Lucart Heating and Cooling at 740-344-5497 and ask about rebates, or visit LucartHeating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's comfort perfect. Ohio License 38151.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Halfway through this fourth quarter with a running clock, Newark up 64-26. They led 46-15 at halftime and have not been challenged really since it was 7-7. And the Cats had 19 straight points, and that was it. Inside, Branson DeWalt gets on the scoreboard. The big man with a nice little hook, and it's 66-26, Cats. Steal by Smith. Ball on the floor. Vikings get it back, and they'll reset. Shot is up. No good. Rebound, Peterson. 3.5 to play. So it looks like another opponent will be under 40 points against this Newark defense, unless it's a blitzkrieg and a half by Taze Valley, which you just don't see happening. Kobe has it out front. Bodie Smith, left wing, gets a pick from DeWalt. Now lob inside to DeWalt. Nice give and go. His shot's blocked. Gets it back. Puts it up and in. He really does have soft hands for a big man. Has good touch around the basket. 68-26. Cat's high watermark this year is 75, so that's in range. Here's a steal. Brettville gets it. Sean ahead to Kobe. Kobe puts it up, and he will be fouled by Tanner Smith. That'll be his fourth. But with a running clock, might be tough to hit that 75, but it would be good to see the Cats get at that 70 plateau, which they can do if Kobe can hit these foul shots. He had 11 points in the game at against Mount Vernon. Three threes. Gets the first foul shot. Drilled his first three threes that evening. The senior trying to hit both foul shots here. Lines it up and gets it. 70-26, under two to play in this one. As the Cats get ready for what will be a challenge Tuesday evening here on Gary Walters Court, taking on the state runner-up from last year, the Reynoldsburg Raiders. Pass goes out of bounds, back over to the Cats. Looking forward to that one. And if you can't be here, join us at 7:15 and the tip 7:30. 90 seconds to go. Cats up 70-26. Giving up just right now 11 points in the second half. Only gave up 15 in the first. Kobe has it out near half court. Now drives into the paint. Now has a wide open lane to the basket. He missed the shot and the rebound. Here come the Vikings. Ball knocked away. Brettville goes on the floor again. He just dives everywhere. And I think has fun doing it. Just don't get hurt, Sean. Just don't get hurt. Take it easy. Vikings will inbound it at half court. And they'll take it into the back court with 45 seconds to go in this one. So We talked about holding a team under 40. The Vikings look like they will not even get 30 points tonight. Shot is up, no good. And this would be the low point of the Cats defense if they can hold on here. It had been 27 twice this season. Toledo start and Logan. And if they hold right here to 26, and it looks like they're going to hold off and not try to score and do anything, that would be the low watermark for this outstanding team and outstanding defense. And that does look like the way this one's going to end, as we are under 10 seconds to play. The Newark fans congratulate this team on a dominating performance against Taze Valley. Final tonight from the Jimmy. Newark 70, Taze Valley 26. We'll recap it after a timeout on the home of the Cats, K98.7.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt, because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Batteries Unlimited.
That's us, Batteries Unlimited.
You're wanted for batteries.
Everybody wants us for batteries.
Just as I suspected. Car and truck.
Got them.
Golf cart batteries.
Yep.
Marine and deep cycle batteries.
Not a problem.
Motorcycle and ATV batteries.
Batteries Unlimited. Nobody knows batteries better.
Cell phone, laptop.
Yes, got a harder question?
Can you install the battery in my car?
No problem. Find out more at batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
Batteries Unlimited.
BatteriesUnlimitedOhio.com.
More power to you.
Come see us for the 2026 Start the Year Off-Road Sales Event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville.
We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and two-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites, fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70. Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio License Number 25394.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
The Cats get a doubleheader sweep of Taze Valley. The girls winning round one, 56-42. And it was no contest after the first quarter here, with the boys dismantling Taze Valley 70-26. Again, it was 7-7 in the first quarter. You're like, okay, might have something here. Newark said, nope. 19 points later, they go up 26-7. It's 46-15 at halftime, and they roll with the rolling clock. 70-26. It's the sixth time they've gotten 70 or more points so far this season. Also, again, after holding two teams to 27 points, this is the low mark for this Newark defense. Just 26 points, 15 in the first half, only 7 in half number two, to get the convincing 44-point victory. 20 points each by Ty Gilbert and Jake Quackenbush. 12 points for Ty Braun Brooks. 4 each for Branson DeWalt, Braden Kobe, and also Zach Meister. 3 points, Bodie Smith. 2 points for Colton Peterson. And 1 point for Alex Irvin Royster. So the Cats 10-0, 5-0 in the OCC Buckeye. Join us next week for two good ones. Tuesday night, the boys team hosting Reynoldsburg in an OCC Buckeye clash. Pre-game approximately 7:15, tip 7:30. And the girls will be here at the Jimmy on Friday, entertaining arch rival Lancaster. Same pre-game and tip starts for you. Let me give a big shout-out to CJ. I bugged him during the holiday tournament. He was with us for 4 games, then got called in for emergency duty tonight on another doubleheader, and an outstanding job with a lot of things going on. He's the man to take care of it. He's the one that got us on the air. CJ, thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate you. For everybody else on this Friday evening, this is Brian Mays. Have a great rest of your Friday and weekend. Again, your final score from the Jimmy, it's the Newark Wildcats 70 and Taze Valley 26. This is the home of Newark Wildcat basketball. Gate 98.7.
This has been Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Drives baseline all the way, lays it up and in.
Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Widener's Corner, and Batteries Unlimited.
Bullseye!
It's Newark Wildcat basketball on Kate 98.7.